KUTX 98.9, as promised, live in Studio 1A, Jody here with our engineers Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, and we welcome David Halley and an incredible band, so incredible they're going to take the show on the road to Congress Avenue tomorrow night to the Townsend. It's an album release show for a month of Sundays, David Halley's new album. The show's tomorrow night at 9:30. The band that's here, wow, we have Mr. Will Sexton, who produced this record for David Halley, on guitar today, Amy Levere on the stand-up bass, Tom Van Skyke on the drums, and Betty Sue is standing by the piano, but she's got her vocal mic, so I think it's going to be a vocal thing today, but she could always sit down and do something, you never know. David Halley, so good to see you, so good to hear your new album. Let's hear a live song, and then we'll catch up.
Okay, fine.
All right, let's do that. On KUTX, it is David Halley.
Treasure, but you can't see. Too busy measuring the imperfection in me. And love, your heart is such a broken cup. Want me to know from the start, I'll never fill it up. And I ain't gonna stand in line no more. Ain't gonna be left behind no more. No, I'm all done being the one you're selling for. Ain't gonna make you mine no more. I know you. But it's not just you. You think I don't have a clue. Baby, it's just not true. I know you're getting out of letting me in, cause there's not even room for you in your skin. And I ain't gonna look for signs no more. Don't think I can make you shine no more. No, it's no fun being the one you're settling for. Ain't gonna make you so big and wide, like they're carved in the rock on some mountainside. 10 times the love is what you said, and then 2 days later you're in another's bed. So don't get up, I'll find the door. Though I was half blind before, yeah, I'm so done being the one you're settling for. Ain't gonna make you mine no more. No, and I ain't gonna stand. I don't think I can make you shine no more. It's no fun being the one you're settling for. Ain't gonna make you mine no more. Yeah, I'm all done being the one you're settling for. Ain't gonna make you mine.
Oh, yeah. That's David Halley live on KUTX. Ain't Gonna Make You Mine from the new album, A Month of Some Days. David accompanied by an amazing band who will all be together at the Townsend tomorrow night for a show at 9:30. David, it's good to see you, my friend.
Jody, good to see you.
I was reading all about you in Austin 360. They have christened you their Artist of the Month, and Peter Blackstock did a pretty amazing article, and I kind of forgotten a bunch of things that it reminded me of. I recommend it to everyone. Did you read the article yet?
I did. I read it last night. Sorry. I read it last night. It was last night. I think. I can't even remember. But I had to get up and take my kid to school this morning. But yeah, I read it, you know, kind of like knowing that I had to go do other stuff and just trying to like fully absorb as much as possible. So I plan to go back and you know, really soak up, you know, like soak in it for a while.
Well, let me tell you some things about this guy, David Halley, because I was reading all about him. He moved to Austin from Lubbock, but he's originally from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And he'd made some great records in 1990, one called Stray Dog Talk, in 93, one called Broken Spell. This David Halley cat had his songs recorded by Keith Whitley and Joe Ely and played guitar with Nancy Griffith, and quite a guy. You're going to enjoy the article.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But
you
what
know, there are some parallels too
between you and the guy in the article.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really trippy. One thing though is that it's been over 20 years since your last record, although you did make a record in between that you chose not to put out, and it had a version of the song you just played. So, and I always thought that that record was really good, and I was wondering what was it about that interim record that made you decide to not release it?
Well, you know, I can't really always, you know, be responsible for all my decisions. It may have been a bad call on my part. But, I mean, looking back, I definitely know there are some songs that I recorded on other records, too, that I used, that I went for a long time thinking we didn't get it to my satisfaction. Since then, I hear it in a while, I go, hey, that's pretty good, you know? So I just, at the time, I felt like I wanted to be sure. Like, I love the record that we made, this record, you know, Month of Some Days. And at that time, I didn't feel that way about that one. And, you know, I was willing to be difficult.
Well, I don't think it was difficult. I commend you for trusting your instinct. The songs are the songs, and they're great songs, no matter the setting, and I love the settings on A Month of Some Days. During this whole period, are you a person that just kept writing, like you'd have your guitar around and you would keep writing no matter where the songs were going to go?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I'm not as prolific as some writers, and I didn't have, like now, I have a new record to write for. I haven't told anybody about it, but anyway, you know, so now I do expect to start churning songs out. But for a while then, it was just when one came along that I really, an idea came along that I would, you know, plug away with. Sometimes ideas that I still think are good have been hanging around for decades. Sometimes they come in 15 minutes. A song that we're not going to play right now, Love Severe, you know, I had the idea for it, and then one day I wrote what I thought of as seven first verses, you know, seven possible first verses for the song, because I was going to sort of be a teacher in a class later that night. And so I just kind of said, well, this is sort of an interesting way to get started on a song. And when I'm trying to get started, you know, a lot of times I'll do anything, you know, like I'll with respect to some way to get some momentum going, you know, I'll write a lot of crap that I know is no good just to get the pen on the page and start moving. But in that particular case, in about a half an hour, I had more or less what turned out to be the finished song. But more often it's like, you know, I wait. Like on Stick Horse Kid, another song on this record, I waited. I had the first verse, and then I got the second one in a couple of months, and I waited about 2 years for the last one. And
David Halley will serve no song before its time. And also, all things in good time. The timing is right. You got together with Will Sexton, who produced this record for you, and it sounds great. In the interim, your songs were kept alive. Betty Sue covered one of your songs on one of her albums. It's good to have David Halley back with this great new record. And tomorrow night at the Townsend, A Month of Some Days is the record. And also, sincerely, I do direct people to Peter Blackstock's article in Austin 360, because it really lays it out. And title track? Is that what you...
Yeah, A Month of Some Days.
Hello, strangers so well known. Have they left you here alone? friends who always wait till they finally come too late to lay their flowers in your hand. No one's talking, but I hear you say there's no tomorrow and no yesterday. A month of some days, a month of some days, a month of some days has come due. With some words to make your case for the strangers passing by. Well, they won't know it's sometimes new. We were only passing through under blue amnesia sky. Some days, a month of some days, a month of some days has come.
David Halley, live on KUTX, the title track to the new album, A Month of Some Days. Well done, David. Thank you.
Thanks, Jody. You noticed I never stepped on the dog.
I wasn't going to mention it, but I didn't want to jinx it. But there's a little poodle at David's feet, and no.
We may not have the dog tomorrow night.
But we could, right?
Well, it's just a matter of...
That's our...
It's up to Amy and Will, it seems.
Yeah.
David Halley, speaking of tomorrow night at the Townsend, which is on Congress Avenue, right across from the Paramount Theater on the other side of the street there, 9:30 for their album release show. This album, a long time coming, and I know a lot of fans contributed to the Kickstarter to get
this
going.
That's true, yeah, very generously.
And it's just nice to have it here. Once again, Tom Van Skyke on the drums. You'll see him with Robert Earl Keen later this month at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. Betty Sue on backing vocals, who's been touring a bit with Michael Fricasso, I think,
yep,
and will be at the Townsend tomorrow, along with Amy Levere, who's on stand-up bass, and Will Sexton on rhythm guitar, who produced the record. You guys can stick around and do one more for the website.
That's what the plan. Plan to do.
Then let's do
let's
it.
Let's try to stop us.
You've been listening to David Halley live on KUTX.
Too easily, like she was someplace safe. Never dreamed she'd bring me to the brink of faith. Life had knocked her compass off, but she knew the way in the dark. Guess I should have asked her some more about her scars in the dark hotel room up above the bar. But spinning seem too far in the spell. Took me to the riverside, so firm in her belief, and with the good book as her guide, she held me underneath. She never knew about the reed clenched between my teeth, baptized. Sometimes come to me so confident and sure, they see just what is wrong with me and offer me the cure. How I drive them all the way is the only part that's pure. All I